Monday, November 8th, 2021, 8:23 a.m. Okay, I got up late today. That is, I slept a lot longer than I usually slept with the CPAP machine that I use at night. It tells you how many hours you're on that machine. And I was on the machine 7 hours. That's a first for me being out that long. So I got up kind of late, so I decided, I got stuff to do in the yard anyway. And the front hose has sprung a leak near the male end, and I tried fixing it. You know, you can't really fix those things. Cheap Chinese crap. I got to go get a repair piece for that. So I have to go to Home Depot. I want to go for my walk today before it rains, which is tonight, and possibly a little tomorrow. So I at least want to get a walk in today. Looking at my painting here, absolutely free. Kind of on the grayish side right now. Even with the pink is on the grayish side too. But it's going to be gray. So we'll see what happens. There's light and dark that needs to really play a lot in this. And I think I got the drawing down pretty good. I'm not crazy about the male figure to the left of the main figure. I don't like his arms. A little too straight, but it might work. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe when I play with it some more. So yeah, okay, so they had that election last Tuesday, and the buzz is that, if you listen to the lefty news, they're saying, they're pushing the fact that, push the lefty agenda enough. That's why people voted against them. And if you listen to the righty news, it's because the populace in the United States are rejecting the lefty push towards redistributing wealth. And me, I'm a complete cynical person. They, you know, like I said, they're wondering why at one point they really feel that that there's no push to get the big spending bill across, the social infrastructure bill. I forget what the name of it is, but the one that's in reality is going to be like $5 trillion when it's all said and done over 10 years. They're saying, we're just going to fund it for 2 years, so that way it's only $1.75 trillion or something like that. Well, yeah, but what that does is it creates a bunch of stuff. It creates new welfare departments and a bunch of other stuff that is not going to be able to you're not going to be able to undo once they get established. So you might as well consider it another Social Security department or welfare department. And also, they want to increase the IRS, supposedly to make sure that the rich people don't cheat on their taxes. But you don't need an increase in that to figure that out. It's mainly to go after more and more people, which is going to go into the middle class and get some of their money. Again, like I said, the only reason why they push so much this, they want to push this, they'd like to get they really wanted to get like 3.5 trillion or something like that a bill across this year, and they wanted to push it through without anybody really knowing what's in it, just like the Obamacare. You got to pass it to find out what's in it, kind of idea. And we're not falling for that again, apparently. Even the Democrat side, the people that are in the moderate zones, don't really want to fall on the sword to get that passed. They'd like to keep their job as a congressman, or I guess as a senator, depending on what you're looking at. And because once you do that, that's the kiss of death. You know, your people are going to vote you out. But you did, you fell on the sword for the party, and you got this passed. And like I said, there's no push for it, but they're really trying. They really want to push it. So they said, we'll even take this. And like I said, the only reason why they want to do that, Nancy and Schumer and Joe, is because they know once this money gets pushed out into the real world, that they can siphon off a bunch, and a bunch of it's going to end up in their pockets. That's the only reason why they're pushing it. It's not because of any ideological. They want to help the poor people and the Hispanics and all that sort of crap. Bullshit. They just know trillions of dollars that get spent, they can get millions of dollars, maybe even billions of dollars in their pocket. Okay, because nobody's going to notice that much getting lost in a $1 trillion, multi-trillion dollar budget. So, and I don't know why they don't talk about that on the news. I mean, it seems obvious to me, you know. How can somebody like Joe Biden, who's never run a business, who's always been in politics, become a multi-millionaire, you know, by being a congressman, by being a senator, and then by being a vice president for 8 years, and then now being president? He's multi-millionaire, okay? And you can Google how much he makes, but we really don't know how much his value is, his worth is, his net worth is. There's just no way to find it out, you know, because there's all these shell companies that all this wealth can be hidden in, and that's where a lot of money is hidden in. You know, our Governor Newsom, who wants to be a billionaire also. He may be a billionaire already and want more. You never know. But, you know, we hide that money in a shell company. Like I said, somebody gave a company that his brother ran or cousin ran or something, a house on the American River, a big house. They turned around and gave it to Newsom, who turned around and refinanced it and got $3 million out of it. And nobody even squawked about that. Not really. It was like, wait a minute. Show me where all this money came from. Who's giving this money? Who obviously wanted it to get to Newsom, not to his brother's company or organized or nonprofit or whatever, you know? That's not what it's about, okay? Who's really ultimately giving this money? The Chinese, you know? Because we know the Chinese gotten involved with Joe Biden's son. You know, you can go ahead and say, oh, that's not proven. Well, yeah, pretty much. You know, these emails off Hunter Biden's laptop, oh, that's not real. That's Russian information. No. It's even been corroborated with people that got these other emails or on the other end of the emails. They're saying, yeah, that's true. You know, so it's corroborated, and he's under investigation. But as I said, it's the Department of Justice, us, the elite. So they are the FBI or whatever. They're dragging their feet. They're not going to investigate it. You know, he's the president's son. There's no way he's going to get prosecuted, just like Hillary. You know, she had a private server, had top secret emails on that private server. Nothing happened to her. You know, some guy in a submarine takes a picture in his bunk area of him and then sends it off to somebody, and somebody finds out about it. They want to throw him in prison for taking pictures in a nuclear sub. Okay, yeah, it's against the law, but it was of his bunk. There was nothing top secret in the picture. But they wanted to throw the book at him, you know, and Hillary Clinton, they were told to preserve all this stuff. Nope. They destroyed the hard drives. They destroyed the cell phones, you know, wiped them clean with some kind of program that makes sure that everything gets shredded up in there so you can't recover it. And then beat the cell phones to death with a hammer. So there's no way you can recover that. So yeah, you know, there's a lot to be investigated and to question, and you know, it's just ridiculous. So, boy, I got on a rant on that one, didn't I? Well, today is supposed to be a really nice day. Tonight is supposed to rain like crazy, and rain a little bit tomorrow, I guess, and then clear up and get a little warmer toward the end of the week and drier. So that's a nice pattern we've had, you know, rain once overnight, once a week, keeps things kind of wet and green, everything kind of greening up, which is nice to see that in the valley instead of dry all the way into December. Hopefully this is a pattern that will increase and we'll get past this drought, and they can blame all this rain on climate change and why we have to quit using fossil fuels. Now that's another one, you know, like the gas prices are going up, so people are complaining, which they have a right to do, you know. Even the people that are anti-fossil fuel, you know, if they were really anti-fossil fuel, they wouldn't take the bus. They wouldn't take a gas-guzzling bus. They wouldn't drive in a car, but they do, you know. I mean, if it's that important to them, why don't they do that? Why don't they show us how it's done, you know, how you live your life without a car, without the ability to be mobile, you know, to go to work, you know. Are you going to walk to work because the bus uses fuel? I doubt it. You know, are you going to ride your electric bike in the rain? I doubt it. You know. So, yeah, I'm all for transferring over to green energy, but not a arbitrary date when it all has to be done. I want it to be done in a logical way, you know, where it doesn't make somebody poorer because they can't get to work, you know, or put a hardship on them because they can't afford an electric car. Okay, or companies that don't make electric cars that are union don't get subsidized, so they have a disadvantage as to trying to make a better vehicle. Huh? You know, just let the market deal with it. And Joe Biden's cutting off our ability to produce fuel in this country, and he's asking Saudi Arabia and Russia to drill more and get more fuel onto the market so that prices will go down. You know, what's up with that? Like I said, bring everything back to here so Americans can make a paycheck. You know, it's not that crazy. Like I said, the union promised us that if we paid our dues and they put that money towards certain candidates and we supported that candidate, that the jobs would stay here in the country, and they didn't. They went over to China, and they're perfectly fine with that. And you know who got rich? People like Biden. You know, people like the Clintons, people like Jerry Brown. Okay, all those Democrats that were for union people that are saying they're for union jobs and all that bullshit. Why did all those jobs go overseas? You know. You know why they went overseas? Because they got kickbacks. Somebody got a kickback somewhere. They got a little richer in some way. But we didn't, you know. America could be a powerhouse with a real strong middle class, you know. And everybody making a paycheck, a good paycheck, and paying taxes, there would be no need to raise taxes anymore. You could fund all sorts of stuff. You could fund, you know, pre-K daycare for a lot of people so they can deal with things, you know? But no, they don't do that. Just bring the jobs back here. Have us do all this stuff. Okay, you know, so you pay a little bit more for a crib, but it's American made. Somebody made the money on it, and if it's a crappy crib, you're not going to buy it. And they know that. So they're going to make a good crib. And in order to do that, okay, we've got to spend a little bit more money, but you're getting a good crib, one that's not toxic. You know, okay, they make baby formula here. Yeah, you take this baby formula. We got all these people that are concerned about everything. You know, not like the Chinese who sent over baby formula that killed babies, and also made dog food that killed a bunch of dogs and cats. You know, they don't care. They're just there to make a buck and fuck the Americans. Excuse me. Anyway. So I'm gonna go to the store and get the stuff that I need to fix the hose with, and buy some other things too, and come back, do my walk, fix the hose, or do my walk or something. Get some stuff done today. I've really got to stop painting here for a while because I got all sorts of stuff. We want to redo a bunch of rooms, and at least one, the last room. It's a bedroom that we use as our office. We'd like to really make that an office and clear that out a bit. So, and also finish off the living room, which is not finished. So the wife sounds like she's willing to let me get that going because the one cat that was kind of stopping it all is now dead. So yeah, goodbye, kitty, and hello, finished living room. Okay, so let me get going here and signing off.